Yo, my name is Kimani, and you are tuned into the Mob Radio podcast. It's been a while, and I am back. How are you doing? Because I am doing great. I thank God because of the Father I have come. Now, I don't know how you are doing, but I would really love to know. So be sure to check us out on YouTube, on Facebook, and also on our WhatsApp. Listen, we also do have a website, which is www.tjm.co.ke. Have you ever visited that site? Please, you should, because that is the home of our podcast, where you can easily get it free and download it as well. If you want to have it as you go about your daily activities and everything that you are doing. So, welcome to today's podcast, the fifth podcast of season 2 of Mob Radio. I would like us to have a word of prayer so that we can kick this off, right? Good. Our dear everlasting Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this wonderful moment in your presence. Thank you for this wonderful moment of sharing the good news with your people, with my friends, oh God. Thank you very much, Lord. I pray that, Father, our lives will be transformed and our lives will never be the same again. I pray for every listener, and I pray that, Father, may you transform their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, it has been a crazy minute, but then I am back. Work has been really crazy. Have you ever thought about it? It's really crazy. I mean, even crazier, how we can easily find an excuse to make ourselves feel better. Because, well, for me, about not recording my podcast, but sorry, thanks to God, we are here again, right? And today we are going to be sharing a lot about the magic of positivity. I took a few days off, and as I was walking, going about doing my errands, I got caught up in this feeling of how tough life is. And I couldn't help myself but feel an urge of giving up. And I can't believe how people go on about their daily activities. Every day, doing whatever they are doing to earn a living. I don't know what you guys go through, because, well, I have somewhere I go to. I have something that I'm doing that sustains me. I realize now that I prefer being occupied day in, day out. Minute by minute, I prefer being occupied, my mind not going through a lot of things. And again, I realize that it would be very difficult for me to survive in a world where I am exposed to too much pressure. But then, would I really give up? Would I really feel so hopeless to the point of feeling lost? Would I? Because I don't want to. I really don't want to. So, we will be sharing about the magic of positivity. And before we go too far, have a listen. Let me show you how we are rolling on today.
I think I really woke up today, slightly before my alarm rang. Yeah, good thing. I don't know. But the thing is, in my little tiny thoughts of today, while I was praying, and these thoughts just came rushing down into my head. I guess they're God given. And I was struggling about being positive about everything. And then I was reminded of Mary when she had been given that information about giving birth to baby Jesus without having to get in touch with a man or then Joseph. And she said this, that is there anything that is impossible with God? And I thought, God's art is the art of positivity, in everything, right? Yeah. He is positive about everything. He thinks there is nothing that is impossible. When you think of it, the Bible also says, with God, everything is possible. So in one way or another, God is sincerely inviting us to his own mindset that everything is possible. So can you just try to be positive about everything? About every negativity that comes your way, that gets thrown in your way? I don't know, I think it's something that is worth a try. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. He's a big God.
When I know that he holds my world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid. When I know that I'm standing right next to him.
Well, that song is Big God by Terrian, and it is amazing. It has bolstered my mood, has changed my mindset, and I know I can rely on God. No matter what falls on my lap on a daily basis, we have a big God. Do you have a big God? Do you trust in a big God? I think you need to ask yourself that question. Because if you rely on a big God, no matter what you're going through, you can try your best, you can really focus on him. It's a battle, but I tell you, if we fight that battle, I tell you that we sure will win, because God is our rock, God is our hope. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy even for me, but having a big God is one mindset that will blow you into a calmness and a peace that is incomparable. All right, I have been more often skeptical about constantly having a positive mind. I know you listen to that podcast voice note. But I want you to imagine yourself waking up, not feeling up to it. Everything is feeling all wrong. You have zero energy for the day that's ahead of you. Man, that really sucks. And I know I'm not alone. I am very certain that I am not alone. So I got to think about it. I'm thinking about how tough it is, for example, moms who have to wake up very early in the morning to take their kids to school, and they are not working moms, they are stay-at-home moms. And they have to wake up very early to prepare their kids, cook for them breakfast, and their husbands as well, and then release them to go to school. And imagine this. They've got to do this consistently for almost 15 years. They have to keep doing that consistently for their children. It's unbelievable. Man, I really do think that women have a grace. And if you're a lady out there, man, God bless you. I think now I can understand why they have all these celebrations around the year that make men feel like they are unwanted in this world. But, you know, point is, I really want to big up to all the moms, all the sisters, and all the friends who are mothers. You are definitely special. I recall one day my local pastor, my spiritual father, saying, there are things that if a man went through, things that women go through on a daily basis, if a man went through, he would give up and disappear from the face of the earth because it's so tough, it's so painful. So I really respect all the women. And it's such a shame that there are men out there in the world who really disrespect other women. It's so shameful. Now, let's take a break and then we will be right back. Well, 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 have you checked out our website, www.tjm.co.ke? You should, because there is the home of each and every of our podcast episodes. You can get them easily by downloading into your phone, and you can listen and re-listen to them any time of the day. Please share our webpage, and if you have a problem accessing our webpage, please do let us know on our WhatsApp line, which is also available on the website, but it is +254 94117190. I repeat again, +254 794 117190. All right, +254 794 117190. Be sure to hit us up on our WhatsApp line, and we will appreciate your feedbacks and also respond to you as fast as we can. We are also available on Spotify, Google Podcast, and so many other podcast platforms that are available free of charge. So be sure to listen to us and share with friends. Now, I want us to get into today's devotional. And before we do, just before we do, I'm going to say this, and it will definitely sound cliche. Whatever you are going through, there's probably someone else who's having a way worse moment than you are. Believe me, whatever you're going through, there is probably someone out there who is having a way worse moment than you are. So take heart and believe that you have a big God on your side who will always come through for you. And if he doesn't come through for you, I tell you, here's a reason. Seek him harder. Pray to him. Be open. Don't give up. Really, don't give up. So let's get into today's devotional, and I'm sure you will be blessed. The Lord hears you when you pray. He hears your loudest shout and listens to your silent cries. Even your prayerful whispers, they never fall on deaf ears. When all you wish is a place far from pain and tears, the Lord hears. He hears you when you call on his name, when you pray to his name, and he definitely will save you. The Lord hears you. He hears you when you're in a storm, when your troubled world is draining your faith. Your Lord hears you in your loose hope, always with you in the battles. Please pray, call on his name. The Lord here loves you. He loves like nobody else. He is love that never disappoints. When you go through everything everyone doesn't go through, he is watching over you. The Lord here, he fights for you, always. He is your shoulder to lean on. He is the rest. When you have walked away from the chains and the heart, the Lord here cares. So pray to him who saves. I know you have been here before, and he's been always here, always. The Lord here is ever near. He sings over you with joy and love. The Lord here, he responds when you pray. And I tell you, he is your light and your peace. Peace that cannot be robbed off of you. Well, there goes a piece I wrote a few years ago. Yes, I can definitely say a few years ago. And the piece is called The Lord Here. Here, H-E-R-E. And I wrote this when I was trapped in a bit of pain. And I still feel that God is nearer to us than we can ever imagine. And while that is a truth that the enemy will always try to take away from our minds, it is a positive truth that the Lord is always near, here, nearer than we ever could think. So near. So, always remember that you can always call Him. You can pray to Him anytime, any day. Would you like to re-listen or to read this piece? And this piece is also available on our website and also on our Facebook page. So be sure to rush in there and check it out. Share with friends. Let them know. Alright? Share this good message that the Lord is always near. Nearer than we can ever imagine. Alright? Well, that is today's devotional. And I pray for you and I that we shall be responsive to the presence of God in every moment. In every season of our life, no matter what we are going through, He is always near to us, always listening to us, always ready to save us. In Jesus' name, amen. This day I'm feeling way demotivated to get into this meeting with my senior colleagues, and they are all sharing stuff that they've got to deal with. Well, I chilled and actually started giving thanks to God for so many things. I started by being grateful and being positive in everything I could think of. And the feeling I have will probably not go away soon or fast. I mean, that feeling of feeling lost, feeling like everything is not adding up. I know it may not go away soon or even as fast as I'd like. But the truth is, I have more reasons to thank God than any other person in the room. And that is more than a feeling. I believe so do you. You have so much more to think about, positive things to thank of, than all other things that are happening in your life, that are draining your faith, that are drowning you in stress and worry. Brother, sister, listen, fix your mind positively. This is just one way of thinking about the good things that God has done. It's just one way of doing it. So focus on that. I remember when David was going through a lot of things, and all he could see was the negative things. And then he turned his eyes to see the goodness of God, the power of God to accomplish things, the things that even God had done, the greatness of God, the beauty of God. And from that moment, his mindset changed. And he started to sing praises unto God. Please, I know you are way demotivated, or you could be feeling like you're way demotivated, or you know someone who is feeling way demotivated. Tell them they have something to be grateful and to be positive about, and that thing will surely transform their lives. I am gonna wrap it up there for today's podcast. I hope it's been a blessing for you, because yes, it has been a blessing for me. and I could never exchange this moment for any other moment. Spending it with you, sharing the word of God, sharing things that are happening in my life, things that I am struggling to adopt. Yes, I am struggling to adopt a positive mind, but it doesn't mean I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm doing it. I'm pushing myself to believe it. And if you do, then we are going to thrive together. Well, this has been Mob Radio, and we are giving praise to the big God who changes our lives, who transforms our lives and our moments. So be sure to listen in on the next episode next week on Friday here on Mob Radio. Bye bye.